Let's see, let's look what it's actually called. Welcome back to the 3 o'clock general discussion that's starting at 3:05. The time clock process is our first subject. Sandy?
Sandy Novak with finance. What is the questions you had? Why am I here?
What's the population of St. Louis, Missouri?
Just kidding.
Wait, I can get you that. No,
just a minute. Let me Google it. What is the time clock? I was unaware that we had time clocks. Who do we have time clocks for? How do they work, the time clocks?
Okay.
So I mean, how does it work? Do they check in? Is it the old kind you punch in down in?
Some of them are. So different. Look at that. She can clock in right now.
Okay.
So we do have an electronic timekeeping system, and this is how we do payroll. So we have in all of our collective bargaining agreements, and all of our departments, are all of the different rules are in there. Each department pretty much can do it as they please, depending, as long as they're within those guidelines. So
So I come to work 7:36, and I come through the door at 7:36. I just boot my computer up.
If you're an hourly employee or you're non-exempt, you would clock in. You'd clock out for lunch, clock back in after lunch, and clock out at the end of the day.
Some locations have physical punch clocks.
Yeah.
You've been over to Community Corrections?
Yes.
They have one by the entrances that they can clock in when they walk in the door.
Electronic also.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Are they all electronic?
There's an app on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
So you can check in from the restaurant during lunch.
No, most departments that do allow that have they're required to have the GPS locator on when they do it.
Right.
So if they clock in from the shower as they're getting into the shower in the morning, and every day they're clocking in at their home address, they know.
Right, it comes out.
Correct.
Right, okay. Just mm-hmm. asking. Mm-hmm. And so that's in all the bargaining agreements, you said.
Yeah, all of the different rules for the different bargaining agreements are all built into that software.
All right, agreed.
So I'm clocking in from my phone or not. I will use an example of I work at the airport. I'm Lisa that works at the airport. I'm going to the Ivy Airport Board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Do I clock out before I leave that airport, and when I get back to that airport, so I get paid both ways, or do I clock out when I get to Cave Junction,
right?
And when I leave Cave Junction or Illinois Valley Airport, and then charge mileage to and from? What do I do?
It depends on whether or not that travel time, according to policy, is working time or not. And most likely, if she's going from work directly over to a meeting, that is work time, because it's part of her
duties. Does she get work time and mileage for her car?
If she's using her personal car, yes. She would definitely get mileage for it. You don't want to pay her for the...
No, I didn't say that.
You have to.
I'm whistling because that, in the private sector, that's not usually how it works, so go ahead.
Right.
But those things are ironed out in the...
But that's in your
labor agreements.
It's all in either the personnel manual, or it's in the CBAs, or it's state law.
Yeah.
And
so Larry might have a longer answer for Dan
mm-hmm.
than you might have
yes.
for that type of what their policy is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm not seeing anything really consistent here. I'm seeing that depends on what time of day it is and what I want to do and how I want to do it.
Right.
I can just punch in whenever I want, punch out whenever I want, because I'm
electronically
based. And
mm-hmm. Well, no.
Doesn't seem
that's
right to me.
That's why you have supervisors and managers that oversee and have to approve the time.
Yeah.
And there's supposed to be accountability of when somebody's clocking in and clocking mm-hmm. out, and that goes to somebody. So they can put their stuff in, and it does build towards what gets submitted for payroll,
mm-hmm.
but their direct line supervisor or whoever that is has the authority to go in and check, see if there's errors, see if there's something else.
I mean, how, what my curiosity is you get a big department like Nate's over there, how much time is spent looking over somebody's shoulder and, I see 5 minutes here. Because 5 minutes at the rate some of these people get paid is...
Yeah.
I had an employee that came in, punched in, went to the restroom every morning.
Mm-hmm.
After he punched in. And I reminded him that, okay, that's 10 minutes, 5 days, that's an hour a week that I'm paying you for...
Personal time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an hour later,
you wouldn't pay them for that time.
52 hours a year, which is basically a week off. That's how I
do it.
So when a director says that to me, I'm like, that is a management issue. We pay on the quarter of an hour, and so if they start, they're clocking in and clocking out to maximize that rounding, you can see that in there and say, no. And I've actually done that with an employee and said, you're playing that time, and that tells me you're not really into your job. What do we need to do to get you kind of
that's a good
wanting
way of
to
putting
be here? What's going on?
Gotcha. I appreciate the explanation.
Why, and you say, why are you doing this? Because I don't like working here.
That
or
tells
just
me
because
a lot.
I can.
Yeah. Or because I can, and I know now that somebody's watching. You can absolutely write somebody up for that.
Well, it's stealing time.
It is. And so there is a lot of consistencies and a lot of really hard
work. How long have we been doing it this way? 10 years?
No. We used to do them by hand. We used to hand put them in for, we've only been doing this, what, a year and a half?
Two, four?
Has it been that long?
Okay, how long have I been a commissioner?
Three.
This is my fourth year as a commissioner.
Yep, just started.
Starting the fourth.
Starting the fourth.
And
we had just
it was
started.
Before I switched roles.
Yeah.
Oh,
has,
so yeah,
it has
been
that long.
Almost 4 years, perhaps.
I can say there was a lot of pushback at first. There was a lot of...
In your department. Some departments were excited, some departments were not.
There's also some departments that aren't doing it. So, have you got them on board yet? Is everybody on board yet? Or is there still one that's a holdout?
We have a segment of one that isn't doing it the way I'd like them to do it, but everybody else is.
Okay. And I can say that each manager or department head is a little different and how long it takes to do it. Mm-hmm. And so it depends on how many people they're supervising, how many.
Management style,
and are they nickel and dime and looking at every minute, or are they for the most part saying, I don't see any big anomalies, we're good. The system checks for errors and different things that happen, and there were a lot of hiccups early on with you'd log in and it didn't, or you'd log out and it doubled it. So they've worked through a lot of those issues by now. Every department head also has their time in these, and those are submitted to us. But our department has a designated staff person that is kind of doing that. And otherwise, we would be the top of the...
check and balance for it?
Correct.
I've never checked anybody's time card or anything else.
Well, we asked you when you first came on, do you want to approve people's time or do you want to designate? And you're like, I'll designate. And so we designate it.
To the...
You can take it back at any time.
I don't want it back.
Yeah, I don't think he was offering.
What?
Just
it's a
the
fun
facts.
Software to play with.
Especially now that it's software. All right, well, I sure appreciate the explanation. I had no concept of how things were done in that regard. So
okay.
I learned a
any
lot today.
Questions? Good.
Any more questions, Commissioner Morgan?
Appreciate the update.
Okay. Thank you.
Take her silence as a no.
Change,
I'm good, sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Let's invite that legal team back up. Are you ready, sir?
I am.
We are. Sorry about the delay.
No.
She waited for 2 hours this morning and we never got to it. So. I didn't want to do that again.
Not like she had to come all the way over here from Dimmick.
I know, but still.
Right across the hall.
Once is a shame. Second time?
Yeah,
I could have done something about it.
Eyes.
So
yeah,
I wasn't being flighty.
Okay,
trying to be respectful.
Well, then we don't have to feel like we're constrained in this discussion.
either.
Right, exactly.
Relax and let the ideas flow.
The showman comes out every now and then. Okay, we're still rolling. We're moving to agenda item one down below at the 3 p.m. meeting. Request for qualifications for fire consulting services.
On Thursday of last week at the admin, I provided both draft one, which was the product of the World Fire Protection Committee, and draft two, which was our legal counsel's office take on that draft for the board to consider. And so now that a few days have passed, certainly the red line is available as well. And so we're, I guess at this point, this is sort of a drafting session where we kind of envisioned it going, and this is the point to kind of get the draft the way you want it looking.
Right.
We have received some, and I did request that commissioners kind of provide comments and input in the interim, and we did receive from one commissioner some input, and so we're on top of what that commissioner's input is at this point. And
right, and what the committee had I've kind of been through, but not what you might have. So do you want
to
let us know
to.
About any substantive changes you've made?
I printed off two versions of, so what I did is, when you emailed the red line version, you also emailed an amended approved. So it basically just took out the red line of yours. So I then did a red line of that. And so here is my red line of that approved, and also one without the red line. Oops. Send both of those to him.
Oh, they were
one red, one not.
One's red, one's not.
Gotcha.
And I thought I'd explain part of it. So I did meet with Leah and Pat on Friday, let's see. I have two more copies available. Who wants them? There's the before and after, and I need to keep one. And there you go. I can print more. So there were some things in here that I couldn't justify. There were statements that were kind of pretty broad. So I just kind of went through to try to take out some of the opinion and get it back to what the project was. And what I, week after week after week, said was, we're asking for an independent consultant to do a feasibility study looking at all options of fire service, taking into consideration the economics and culture of our community and making a recommendation. If that recommendation is a fire district, they would also provide the economic feasibility statement in that feasibility study. But we want a third-party consultant. What has in turn happened is the group has come up with lots and lots of other projects to do, mainly so that they can do all the work ahead of time, so then when we hire a consultant, they have one option. And there's statements in here that I can't validate and don't know where they came. So that's why in the overview, I took a couple of the paragraphs and combined them into one. So the second paragraph that I deleted here, I tried to put some of the stuff in here. So I was just trying to make it flow in that fire protection in the unprotected areas of Josephine County is currently provided by two private companies funded by selling subscriptions to individual property owners. Approximately 70% of the property owners subscribe to one of the two companies. Then the portion about the services provided. The overlap is an opinion, and that can come through their feedback with public input or the stakeholders. But as far as us putting opinion in this, I think it distracts from what we're asking that consultant to third party do. The next paragraph is in this one now. So the third paragraph that's read, the unprotected area account for more than half. I had our ambulance manager say this isn't accurate. And to have a scope of between 50% and 90% of calls, that's such a huge broad spectrum, it doesn't tell us anything. So again, it was an opinion based that wasn't substantiated. I had emailed the 911 manager to see if she can come up with any of these numbers. I didn't get a response back. So I felt it better to recommend taking it out, since we don't want to make an unsubstantiated statement that is so broad of 50 to 90%.
It also takes them down a rabbit hole that isn't even involved in that.
that's happened frequently in this.
Yeah.
But there's some people that really have tried hard, and ultimately they took the city's RFP and kind of put it into here, but the city knew the outcome they wanted, and so that designed the language too. We're asking for all options to be looked at. So any questions on those first three paragraphs of edits?
On this front page?
Yeah. Okay.
Nope, I'm with that.
And then, so on the second one, I went to the project initiation. This really concerned me because this, what they were asking is that the fire committee basically provide all the understanding of background, goals, and expectations of the project. Then they were asking the consultant to develop with the committee a proposed work plan that will guide it, and then a work plan will identify these things. That's not even the feasibility study yet. And seeing how long this group has been working on one of their sub-projects, they started the very first week, they started what they call a SWOT, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. It's still not done, and they're 4 months into lots of edits, lots of different stuff. If we wait for this group to be, if we develop it with them and the work plan with them, I don't think we'll ever get it done. In a timely fashion. So my recommendation was to say the selected consultant will complete a feasibility study of the fire service options, taking into account the culture and economy of the area, and make a recommendation for service. The consultant will provide a work plan identifying primary tasks to be formed, timetables, methods. So I still included everything they asked to be done, but asking the consultant to do it versus with the group for the sake of time and getting it done. So it keeps it on task of what are we asking. We're not asking for them to produce a work plan. We're asking for them to produce a feasibility study. And so I was trying to return it to the feasibility study.
Yeah. As a interjection in here, I might suggest that we take out some of the details on some of the bullet points and let the consultant identify. We can work that out in the contract.
So he's not limited to?
Exactly.
Yeah. I was trying not to be too limiting of what was provided us, but at the same time was concerned that we're the ones ultimately that have to put the professional contract out and expect a background. So as much as they've given feedback, we want to make sure that it is actually represents the county well. And I think that makes sense. So I was trying to limit how much edits, but I totally am on board with that.
Well, we also want to make sure we're not asking a consultant to do something. A lot of times you get all done, you go, well, did you think about that? And they go, no, you didn't ask for that.
No, well,
so we really want to be comprehensive in what we're asking for.
Well, what we're doing here is we're basically just asking for qualifications.
Right.
And then we'll negotiate the contract and the details. And
But I could see this project initiation taking.
Makes sense.
Will the consultant still provide a work plan? Is that where the sentence ends?
I don't think it needs a work plan, but I was trying.
That sounds a little too much work before we decided.
That sounds like you're getting
exactly.
Yeah, we're just
too far ahead of the horse.
Further on, it says what they have to provide, and the work plan is not one of the things they have to provide.
So this whole section could be taken out initially as far as, I don't know what's appropriate if we need a project initiation. Project initiation generally is they come in and they would speak with us as the contractees, but we could say the Fire Protection Committee, but I think for the sake of, I would take you guys' recommendation of what you think that a project initiation, if it's even needed.
Because you can't ask them to do too much work before you even say, are you qualified to do the work?
Correct.
Do we want you to do the work?
Right.
You're asking for qualifications.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I would even call this a project initiation as far as project description. We want a feasibility study for these things. Now, the acquisition and review of background information, this was a hard one for me as well. The group wants to control the information that goes to the consultant, and I don't think that was... We had one of the companies locally say they were not going to provide any more information to the committee because they determined the committee did not have good intentions towards them. And they didn't trust the information. But they said if the consultant came to us, we'll open everything up to the consultant. because the consultant's a third party and they're doing a project for us, but they didn't feel that the information would not be interpreted by the committee and presented as provided. It would be kind of controlled in the messaging. So this whole section to me, what I try to do is take out the portion of county departments and just add it up here, that they can get information from the Fire Protection Committee, county departments, and other outside sources. The committee was working on some of these projects here. They were trying to do a SWOT, proposed standards of fire delivery service, but that, I would say that this is another area that these bullet points are going to limit what they can find and provide, because they may be able to say, we can validate the group SWOT by doing our own and seeing if it is valid. We can look at proposed standards for delivery, but there's a standard of fire service standards that exist beyond what this committee's scope of knowledge is.
Well, it says here, up here you don't want to confer with the Fire Protection Committee. And then down under acquisition review, it says select consultant will obtain from the Fire Protection Committee. So you don't want them to...
I want them to be a stakeholder. I don't want them to be the only stakeholder.
Okay.
But I'm trying to be intentional not to change so much without... I actually gave a lot more feedback to Leah, and she had suggested that it could do a lot of changes to get to our end result.
So, yeah, and I guess, you know, you and I know this, but I don't know if the other... So they didn't start from scratch, the fire committee. We actually, my office, I drafted an original RFQ, and it consists of a sum total of three bullets, three sentences for the scope of work. And it was on this that they built and built and built. And so now it's being revised on back down. And so I know that, maybe I'll just go ahead and read this, because I know that Commissioner Fowler and
y'all
didn't get a chance to, you know, to know that fact.
First, yeah.
But where things started off was this. So the scope of work was, one, provide a comprehensive report and recommendation regarding fire prevention and suppression in the unprotected area of Josephine County to the Board of County Commissioners on or before a set date. Two, provide an economic feasibility statement regarding district formation, which may serve as a basis for a ballot proposition pursuant to state law. And three, collect citizen feedback by meeting with the Fire Protection Committee and other parties as appropriate.
I like it. Send it through. So
that's what we started with.
Yeah, and that's then, so simple.
Well,
now we're up to 11 pages.
I consider that an adequate RFQ, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. so to the extent we're
especially
kind of
RFQ,
bringing it back down to that original. Mm-hmm. However, you do have a lot of folks that put a lot of work into this process and this effort, and so that's got to be considered.
Would they understand that it would be part of the contract? Maybe
that's why I consider it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is written more like a contract. We want these deliverables. Yeah.
Well, and
I mean, it should be.
The amount of one other thing that I think would be helpful is Wally provided, and we saw.
Pretty easy.
Two Tuesdays ago, Wally provided options and a whole amendment. I think that would be a perfect addendum to. All right, so I'm just going to get back to, I had changed analysis. Select consultant will explore all options for providing fire service in unprotected. I took out including fire district because it's all options. And then the only other change I had recommended at this point was they had some details of the community meetings, that they have some community meetings to discuss current services provided, amount of tax maybe they'd be willing to pay, and the group wanted, and to inform them about how great a fire protection district is. I don't think we can do that. I had changed it to try to say provide information about each option and its abilities, so that it's, here's the options that are available, and get feedback from the community about what options kind of would be culturally acceptable or not. But even how this was worded, it was literally saying that we're going to educate them on the benefits of a district, and I don't think that's what those community meetings were supposed to be. Community meetings were meant to be, let's gauge what people outside of the committee say. The committee is just one little scope of people that wanted to help get us there.
Right. And they review with that information, make recommendations to the board. I've heard about this.
At the same time,
if you get item number two down here, assist in determining the amount of taxes tax the community is willing to pay for services if the district is formed, they're going to say nothing.
Well, it's actually not.
Given the history of Josephine County tax, property taxpayers,
yeah.
I don't want to pay anything.
Well, and if you look at that, you're absolutely right. But they are paying right now. Their standard is that they are paying for subscription service through either rural, metro, or county fire, and they have a dollar mm-hmm. amount that they're paying. And so if that amount equals a level of a service, would they want that in a tax or something like that? And some of the feedback of one of the committee members is, no, I like it this way because it's not automatically going up by 3% of assessed value every year, or it's not, you know, where a tax goes up every year.
CPI or whatever.
But those two providers right now are miles apart on what they charge. Miles apart.
I would say that it's actually gotten a lot closer for new subscription because of competition. Recently, Rural Metro sent something else out to people that are willing to switch, that they dropped their rate by $1 per thousand assessed acre or assessed value to be competitive with county fire. That's what their advertisement said. But existing Rural Metro are paying the higher amount. So there is some competition there for getting clients. I didn't want to get into all that.
We're looking for an open recommendation.
Yeah.
About the possibilities of having a fire district formed or a fire service provided, I guess, is even a better way of saying it.
My take on it is there are some in that group that really believe their goal is to solve the wildfire issue. The fear of living through Taylor Creek summer is probably the biggest motivation that many of them feel, and not understanding that structural fire service is not wildfire. And so that fear driving the, we have to control the outcome. The other piece of it is there's some of them that don't want the county involved in any way. Matter of fact, at the last meeting, they're like, why do you guys even care? Why are you even involved? None of you live in this area. Why are you in? And it's like, okay, because districts and fire protects, this is a county function. We yes. are in this no matter what. And I said, my family does own a home in this area and we do subscribe. And, you know, and they're like, okay, but there's an underwhelming other drive that my hope in meeting with Leah and Pat last Friday was, let's get back to what actually we're asking, a feasibility study to look at all the options, or outside comprehensive report to look at all those options. So, and then make a recommendation that takes into account what is our economy, what is our culture, and if it makes that feasibility or that economic feasibility statement that would work for if it is a district recommendation. But I think if we do anything less than that, the community buy-in is, why didn't you look at all the options? That's why we've been pushing for that since day one.
Okay, so you wrote a three-pager.
Three bullets. This was the starting point.
Well, I mean, this one's only four pages, so yours was probably...
Oh, no. I only printed four of the 11.
Oh, okay.
I only printed the stuff they edited.
The rest was not. Substantively
changed.
And I got to say, my hesitation for not doing more in this red line, because I really gave Leah a lot more feedback. I tried to be more conservative with what I brought to you guys, is because I do want to honor the work in their heart, because it's not that their intentions are not, they do want the area safe, they do want services provided, they do care, and they put in a lot of time and effort, and I don't want to disrespect that.
No, but steering a committee's effectiveness is hugely important. And if they have a preconceived idea of what fire service should look like, then start a citizen initiative and let's put it on the ballot. You guys got the best idea running. But we're asking as a board for you to help us make a good decision on this as community members. And they're taking it more as a task force to solve a problem that is very specific, which it's going to get more specific later, but this request for qualifications seems like it should be a softer ask. You tell us, you know, what you think, and not defining
well
it so far down.
Out. This yeah. almost spells out where you want them to go.
Where you want them to go.
Correct.
And that's what you do when you choose the proposal. That yeah. you want to know your options first.
And right? I'm going to assume the people that answer this request for qualifications are people that have done fire consulting protection services before.
You're going to see the main consultation groups that...
Don't know about this.
Do everything else.
Because it sounds to me like you've already got figured out a preconceived notion of what you are. And you don't think all of these folks on this committee are going to have... You got a lot of highly charged people, the members of the Rogue Valley Fire Chiefs Association.
And you don't have to carry the water for us, Lily. You heard us just talking right now. It's the board.
I appreciate this because I really had high hopes. But I know that sometimes you can't go. There were some individuals on there that really tried to
remain open.
Correct. And they've expressed frustration. They were ready to quit early on.
Yeah.
And they've stuck in there and actually helped develop the RFQ, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I would say that I would ask these guys to come back with what they think is appropriate.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that was.
With the addendum of the options that you gave us 2 weeks ago.
But I'm seeing that all these people on the committee need to weigh in after we get something from the consultant.
Yeah.
I think the consultant needs to bring us their scope, and then these folks need to weigh in, because county departments such as Sheriff's Office and Community Development Departments to identify additional needs for service, they need to identify the needs for service. Our consultant does, correct?
So,
and they come back, and it doesn't meet our service expectation, then that's when we weigh in, or this group needs to weigh in and say, yeah, you know what, the guy, it's really pretty simplistic, but you know what, gives us all something to go on. Each one of these wants to do their own thing. Rogue Valley Fire Chiefs Association, I'm going to say this, they're one of the reasons we're here right now.
So to put it to there, if you went back to your three bullet points, the first one was a comprehensive report to look at the options of fire service, and I would say please see Addendum A, which you provide in what you gave us 2 weeks ago, that we saw all those options. I would say it is important that, because it does say that this is going to be, they provide qualifications, then the qualifications in this article are that the committee will rank the qualifications and make a recommendation back to the board, and then the board or legal would be who negotiates the contract. I do think it is important that there are some elements of what that does. Those three bullet points comprehensively list the scope, do you believe?
It leaves it wide open.
It does leave it open, but what I could do is what I did for the Fairgrounds RFQ for the master plan, and there I had a pretty broad projected scope of work, and then we attached a bunch of details, a lot of details to the end, saying it may look, this is a representation or a sample scope of work. But I could attach some of these details to the end, saying the contract
as an example.
Yes, as an example, and kind of what we're looking for, and of course then we could also have a lot of input from the consultant before making a final scope of work in the contract.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, this, you know, and we're at 11 pages, it almost seems like we're the consultant. This is what I would expect back maybe from the consultant.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. We're not asking them for their opinion, we're giving them our opinion.
I do want to make sure that when we do the contract, the committee is a stakeholder, though identified for them to meet with.
Yep.
Okay.
The companies are definitely stakeholders. So at some point, and then I would hope that we're doing community meetings to get feedback from citizenry.
Yeah, that was somewhere minimum of three.
I don't know if that has to be in this or...
What Lee is proposing is what I also endorse, which is you put on a sample contract.
Okay.
The contract may resemble the attached, where a lot of this would get wrapped in. And so people can see it in writing at this stage, but it wouldn't necessarily be as part of the RFP.
Well,
then the applicant can say, I'm gonna take what you have here, but I'm gonna add this and this and this, which is.
Yeah, and they can say, you're totally missing this point or something.
Helps us make that.
Well, and some of this stuff here was the things that people believe that, you know, fire service, not all fire service is the same. Every district you go to offers different services. And so they did list out some things, but I can say that, okay, I'm gonna just be quiet with that.
I think we're on the same wavelength. We're picking it up.
I think we're working really hard to almost do their job.
Too early.
Too early, yeah.
We're working a little hard too.
We're going at this thing.
They were gung ho. It's raining back here.
You know, they're gonna take a look at our situation here as a consultant. This is just qualifications for consultant. I think it needs to be pretty broad-based and pretty simple. That's my opinion.
You wanna maximize your number of respondents. Of course, you know, the price gets lower the more bidders there are.
I wanna ask them for their opinion rather than give them our opinion. I think that's what the way I would look at it.
That's a good way of saying it.
They'll do all the research.
Marching orders?
Yep, so there is work that has to be done. Is a week, is that realistic? Bring it back in a week?
If I have to, yeah.
I know.
Leah says, well, Super Bowl's over, so I don't need
No Super Bowl this Sunday.
We'll bring it back as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Without putting an actual date on it yet, but I assure you it will be as soon as possible.
Yeah, we'll try for Tuesday.
So, okay.
That's great. Thank you for helping us through that.
Yes, I do.
All right, any more on that one?
If there's anything that they've offered in here that can be utilized, I ask.
Sure.
Yeah, in the sample as a compliment.
I know the heart that went into it is why I was so hesitant to make recommendations, but also that balance.
No, that's good. Okay. Let's get back to it then. I don't think we have anything more for you folks.
I think not. Our work here is done.
You've given us plenty of your time. Thank you.
And likewise.
All right, so we're back at the agenda looking at item 6 from this morning's meeting, State of the County Address Discussion. We're still going to have that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a date. I talked to Fairgrounds and we are able to do this on June 11th, which is a Thursday.
June's right up.
So I asked about the last two Thursdays of the month, and they are already booked, so they're not available. Looking at the budget schedule, the budget hearing to approve the budget is on the 10th, so it would be the day after the budget is approved, so hopefully all the department heads will be good to go on the 11th, kind of taking that into consideration.
Did we check, one of the things that we missed out on last year or the year before is the realtors? To make sure
I did check with them.
And that's this a date that's hunky-dinky with them?
They said as long as they got 30 days notice, they'd be good in June. So whatever we decide, we tell them. And
department heads don't usually present at the last budget meeting, right? That's just the discussion of the
correct.
It is.
It's just
finance director.
Yeah, I just thought they may still be working on last-minute things.
No.
Okay.
No, they. This is really. Their heavy lift right now as department heads is now.
Is now, right.
And so then we'll get through budget committee, any presentations.
Asked for. Yeah.
And then what's approved and adopted there gets sent to the board, and then after that it's the board and a weekly business session that adopts. So the department.
So it doesn't really crunch them is what I'm asking.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think we're getting them adequate.
Just our.
Well, they're getting more.
He's on his way out the door. And
more head start on this one than they usually get. They get time to plan. And they only have a few minutes anyway to have to fill up.
Yep. So let's book it and start notifying the bigger groups.
Okay. Yep.
11, it's booked. 11.
Yep.
So is there certain criteria that you would like covered? How do we present this to the department heads?
Yeah. Are we going to do after work, 5 to 7 or something?
I have 4 to 6, just because that's what was last year. And I asked that it's opened up at noon so we have time to set up and get everything set.
Sure.
So I'll be working with the events coordinator at the Fairgrounds.
4 to 6 would set it at the end of the day, but it wouldn't get into the
evening. Wouldn't get into dinner.
Right.
Wouldn't get into the evening hour.
Do we want to provide some kind of refreshment? Or
Jeopardy starts
certainly
at 7.
Water minimum. So we got?
So the last So we've done 4 to 6 the last couple times. I've had people ask about 5 to 7 before to give people time to get off work.
Okay.
So 2 years ago, I think it was that Wild River was willing to donate, and they came and presented a spread. They don't really have a catering branch, but they did it special for us. The person that primarily does that had some health issues last year, so one of the managers worked with me to come up with something, and we purchased. And there were some leftovers and such, but I think part of it was the notification and the advertising. We would have gone through things a little better, I think. But I think we also... I don't know how much you offer.
Right. Well, and it is for the public, so I kind of want them to get off work. But I'm not providing dinner. It would be either heavy snacks, you know, little...
Finger foods
and stuff, or nothing. It's summertime. You've still got an hour until it gets dark, so it feels earlier. But 4 o'clock just seems like... made it easier for me.
That first year, we had beer.
Did you?
We did, yeah. We had.
But they donated it. The second year I couldn't purchase beer, and that's why we didn't.
Right.
Wild River was there, and they had beer. They had quite a spread. They had a big deal. I mean, it was pretty good size, pretty stellar.
Let's keep trying them. Maybe they'll be willing to do every other year.
Dean Saxon was the guy that put that whole thing together through Wild River because he worked there. I don't know if Dean still works there anymore. What are you smiling about?
He does. He's who was having health issues last year.
Oh.
Okay, well, but he's back. He was at the, last week I attended the Chamber Greeters on Wednesday morning, and he was there.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And so we can ask, but again, they donated a couple years ago. Last year we purchased.
Yeah. But if we go to back, if we tell you to Dean, it's okay. You know what you did the first year? That was still, I mean, it was clear out of the park.
But he wasn't available last year. That's what
but
I was
he wasn't
trying
available.
To ask.
But this year, if he is available, just say, you know, what would that cost be? What really would that cost be if you had to do it and you had to, you know, well, we'll kick in this and we'll kick in that, we'll kick in this, but we got to get paid for, or we got to get
right.
paid for. Let's find out. Let's get a bid on it. We're far enough ahead of time. Just see, because that first year, people come in and went, what? Yeah, it's the end of the day. You want a beer?
Yep.
You know, it was their opportunity to highlight their beer.
Out of here.
Just highlight their pizza, highlight their stuff. Then they.
Right. So maybe he'd give the beer and we buy the food.
Well, it's a possibility. That's what I mean. You have to Dean what the smells were.
I prefer the nut brown. Just saying.
So time frames, what do you...
Probably shouldn't drink that.
Where
do we settle?
So let's ask Dean. I can't hurt to ask him, right?
Right. What about time frame, though?
I can also ask the realtors if...
Who?
The realtors, if they have a preference on time of day. 4 to 6 is what we've done the last 2 years.
I think I would have... The realtors were really disappointed when they...
didn't get.
Well, I think we should confer with them because they will make up a big part of the audience.
They really were
a big part of the audience 2 years ago, and I think we really missed them last year. So let's put some extra effort into what the realtors think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So.
Well, and have we settled on a time yet? I was still pulling for 5.
That's what I mean. We've just check with them. Check with the realtors.
Okay. You can ask us one more time.
Jim Frick, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in the association.
I have a contact here. I'll send it off right now.
Ask him what they would prefer, if he can kind of put the word out and see what
they had just emailed me a week or two ago about meetings, so I will.
Way cool. So the only thing we don't have is the time.
Time.
Got a date?
Yep, June 11th.
Got it.
Okay.
So,
and Lily offered again. Once again, I just can't thank you enough. Lily offered to man the dunk tank.
I'm there for you, Dan.
Lily offered to man the dunk tank for the.
You know, we might have a split vote on some things, but I'm with Dan on this one.
I'll have the tie break then.
I'll take the first shift.
I said, really, and invite others.
Yeah, you'll take the first shift, 4 to 6. That's over. Well, sorry, I'd love to get the tank. I'd love to get the tank, but party's
over. My doctor said.
Break this up.
Okay, so let's move on to additional matters from commissioners. Anything to share?
Tomorrow, I'm going to find out the particulars on it, but one of our former employees, Jim Burning, he passed away here. It's a while back, and if we can find out, do you think you've got some ideas on the dates and stuff and what his career was with the county? Because he was a Marine deputy for a while, wasn't he?
I know he was the sheriff's. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, let's find out, because Jim passed away, and he was really a good guy. He rode for the brand, definitely rode for the brand when he was here. So I'll just mention that at tomorrow WBS if we come up with the little under matters at WBS.
Yep. So I think that would be a good recognition. Any other matters?
Oh, yeah.
For public consumption for tomorrow or for today, for us?
For you guys. I thought about trying to get a letter submitted for the cap and trade, but it honestly is changing every day.
I saw those amendments.
Those amendments about the phase out and all this kind of stuff. But, I mean, the biggest thing is any company could go in and buy up all the credits, and then everybody else is left out and they control. It's a price market adjustment. All our.
I was asking Dutch Bros if they got some sort of a.
Why are we not selling credits here in our, from our MPO?
From our forest? We don't own the forest.
No, for our MPO. Our MPO has already met and exceeded 2025. Years and years ago, I shared this with Simon before I was ever a commissioner. I waited for them, for the federal government, to put a unit of measure on carbon. Well, now they do it at tons of carbon and so on, emissions. And then to apply a price to that, which when they did, when they started finding coal-fired plants for so much a ton of carbon emissions. So now we've got a unit of measure and a value, and where we are sitting in the Pacific Northwest, and even on the MPO, because we told the MPO, we told the DEQ, we are so far ahead of the curve here, and lo and behold, I said, we're in the Rogue River National Forest, the Siskiyou National Forest, where we have a tree element to our development code, tree canopy element, we're Tree USA for 25 years running, we have a tree committee. And lo and behold, they came back and said, oh, congratulations, Middle Rogue MPO. You have met and exceeded your 2025 reduction in carbon greenhouse gases. Where they come up with that, I have no idea. But if that's the case, why aren't we selling carbon credits to Beaverton? Why aren't we as a county selling carbon credits by the metric ton or whatever it is to Multnomah County? If there is carbon credits being back and forth, they got to put a value on them, and we should be doing that.
Let's have Wally draw it up.
And
we'll start offering them.
We, on the big side of it, Oregon should be selling carbon credits to places like New York. Because guess what? Central Park only provides enough oxygen for probably 12% of their population. Got to come from somewhere else. Good old Oregon trees that's sucking up carbon dioxide and delivering them carbon or oxygen. The Ozarks, Appalachians, Blue Mountains.
You should be able to.
But if they want to apply that and they want to do that on cap and trade about carbon credits and mitigating this and mitigating that, why aren't we not the place where they say, we're going to mitigate that wetland. You move it over to here and you can do whatever you want.
Can we revisit the Greater Idaho advisory question?
What's that? No, oh, being a part of Idaho, that's right.
I
understand what you're saying.
I know that there's going to be an opportunity to try to get on the list. There's going to be a hearing at 3 o'clock, I think that day, 2 or 3 o'clock.
Thursday?
And so Thursday while up there, there is a hearing. There'll be amendments offered, I'm sure, just like there were today. It would be up to us to get there early enough to get our name on the list to sign up to speak. They're going to start that at 2.
Yeah.
But if we wanted to submit something for the record, I don't know that we have time, and honestly...
Yeah, it's a thick pile.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring it up on what your thoughts were.
There's a chance I may not make it up there.
Okay.
But I'm working on it.
I'm going to go tomorrow, and try to... That way I can try to be over there as early as possible and just stay for the day and then back.
Well, plus it's been icy. Going to bed too early. Yep.
It will mean that I miss the animal shelter advisory tomorrow night. I let them know that we're all unavailable. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. Okay. I did have a different one. We're having a lot of IT issues, and I am getting complaints left and right from people. For a couple months, multiple departments are also reporting that we're having emails not getting through and we're not even aware. So it turns out that we implemented a policy at some point that because of the malware attached and because of the potential harm, that we reject any email that has an attachment, a Word document that isn't in the most
current
updated ending. And we reject them, but here's the problem. The sender does not know it got rejected. We are not on our end sending anything saying, sorry, we filtered out your email because of the type. We only accept these types of things. So I've had Senator Merkley's office trying to send me something pertaining to the Coalfish Hatchery, and I can email and then not, but anything with an attachment. So I've had attachments that were PDFs and Word documents not come through, and the senders don't know, or then sometimes something bounces back and says it bounced back, it was rejected. And I understand that we need to have a security policy, absolutely. And what Tillamook is going through, I think this is something that I'm going to be intentional at the NACO events of attending
the cyber
stuff. Yeah. But I am concerned, though, that we don't even know what we're not getting, because there's nothing that goes back to these people that says that it didn't go through. And so,
can IT put something in there that does that fires back a?
They are working on that. John mentioned that yesterday. It doesn't necessarily, one of the problems is the doc versus the docx files. That's just one of them. That doesn't include the PDF files. So they're no longer accepting doc, just the docx. So John was mentioning that they are working on a response. It won't necessarily say why they're being blocked or kicked back, but just that they are. But it sounds like that's not working for all the emails that are not coming through.
And John has a valid point. When I asked him about it, he says, we get 25,000 to 30,000 emails a day, of which about 2,500 go through. That's how many not appropriate to come.
A lot of junk out there.
That's a huge percentage. That's like the phone calls on my phone.
I'm not trying to minimize the seriousness of what they're trying to protect us from.
Yeah.
I don't think that what's happening right now is working, though, because people out there think they're emailing us and they're not able to.
Well, and there should be something you could put in, like, please make contact without attachments or something, you know, so that they knew.
Call me.
Or,
yeah, just call me and say, hey, I'm trying to send you something that's not working. What can I do?
Yeah, I'm not sure the solution. And maybe John, all right, we just paid for some company to do something. I mean, this is kind of a big thing that's getting expensive, and I think this is why it needs to be brought up at NACO of the scale of what it's going to be costing counties and the recovery if something does go wrong. But we can't just not be able to share documents when we've turned into an electronic world.
Does Tillamook send somebody to NACO?
I asked if John would go because they have a whole thread of things that are related, and
it would be nice if Tillamook could go say, oh, you don't think there's a problem with this? Here's where we are.
He said he's got something else, and he said, oh, that's the vendor we just went with, so I'm going to try to go. But, that means I'm maybe not going to this one or that one, and that's okay. I'm going to make tech my priority. And the Resilient County one is I'm also a vice chair on that one. But I just think that, I was getting emails, and then it's like, why is that attachment not there? Why is that attachment not there? And it's going to reflect poorly on us if we don't have a mechanism for receiving information. So we need to have a mechanism that can scrub them or look at them.
We're not the only ones dealing with this, so there should be a wheel out there that we didn't have to reinvent.
And honestly, they're meant to upgrade and do something. I had a document that I was working with on something unrelated to work, and I went to save it to my computer and says, we're going to upgrade to the newest one. Okay, do that. I didn't even know it wasn't in the format. And so I know that one of the documents was one I sent to somebody. It was our application for advisory board, and I sent it out to a citizen who filled it out and emailed it back, and it was rejected. And for 2 months, she thought we had it. And then I sat there and watched her send it 4 times. I finally offered her my personal email just to see if it'd go through. I got it.
Right.
And but we can't be sending county staff to personal emails. That's the whole point of protecting from the data on the system in the first place, is that we have a system of this. So I don't know what the right ask is, but I think it is getting IT involved at a different situation. We can't let the public think they're sending us things and it not getting through without communicating with them. Or where do we put, hey, we only, I don't know the
right
answer.
We have to admit, in the big scheme of things, we're going to be spending more and more and more on IT every year, because it's just going to get thicker and thicker and more used and more used.
And more abuse, and more abuse,
so we have to stay on it.
So one of the other things, I'm having IT help me with a different situation, because I was trying to schedule.
I better believe she clocked out.
You are so funny. So my calendar all of a sudden is blocking half of the county from access to my calendar. It puts little circles with slash marks, and it has to do with us moving to the cloud, and all of a sudden it's counting people in our organization as out of the organization. And so there's a lot that's going on with software and technology that it's like, oh, what are we breaking as we're fixing? But it brings me to my third and final topic for you guys. A couple years ago, our emergency manager left the county in June, and for a year, we were covered by Jackson County Services for emergency management under a contract of an intergovernmental agreement for mutual aid. In that time frame, because things were happening on behalf of the county, we actually issued a laptop to Sarah Rubrecht with a county email. So that the work with us was in the county system, saved and backed up according to county law. And what's the right word? She was fully and 100% employee for Jackson County, but doing work for us. So therefore, we provided a laptop and an email for us. But
to give some separation.
Correct. Yeah. And to show that it was our stuff versus that kind of stuff. I would like to ask that we maybe consider amending the contract for our LIPSIC coordinator to do the same. It was an issue that we had with Melissa McGrawby with sending e-vites and all this kind of stuff for meetings. But the LIPSIC function, now that it is contracted with us and that purpose, that the work needs to be retained, the documentation, mm-hmm. the email, the scope of stuff, and potentially a county email, I would like permission for us to consider if that would be something. What we did with Melissa is we covered her expenses of, like, 1 month we would provide the paper and printer, the next month Douglas County would, and then the next month she'd buy it, or there was some weird thing there. But I remembered about the thing with Sarah, which made me think there's already been precedents that if it's county related that we provided the network and that access. I understand the contract had it there, but we wrote the contract, so the contract can be amended based on
the actual
for this work. It couldn't be used for anything other than this and all that kind of stuff. But I think if they're rejecting documentation from outside sources, and we have somebody that's got a contract to do something for us, and we won't be able to even get the documents potentially unless they're in network, we need to consider if that should be. But
and
I don't
public records of it.
So. Yep. If you guys would endorse that notion, that we can look at the potential of what that would look like.
I would, just not the most top of the line Apple.
None of us use Apple. We're all on contract. I don't know. And it might be that we work out something specifically, but at least a county email, county backup, or something that it's for county purpose, that it's showing that we have.
Excuse me. Gotcha. No, I think it's a good plan.
I would just be concerned and make sure that legal's okay with it, because there are specific rules and regulations for contracts and not crossing over to a county employee, and just to make sure that we're safe and there is a distinct boundary there for those two. So that's why we check.
Right, we don't want to get into her personal life.
Well, if it was a temp or something doing something there's a contract specific, but I also know there's precedents that where this was somebody that didn't even have any connect. I mean, we handed a laptop and an access and said, here you go. So I would like us to see if there's a way of exploring for the sake of some of that.
Sure. Yeah, I think it should be proposed to and ran through legal, so we go, oh, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Because then if we do need to amend something, we got to take it formal, too.
Correct.
All we do with legal.
Sure.
Always, I know, right? Protect yourself from legal. Well, I got two things.
Okay.
One was I spent a little time looking around in the hall, and I think we should find a spot to do a remembrance or an honoring of Harold Haugen as our longest serving commissioner. I would take care of coordinating with his wife.
We've got some spaces out there, yeah.
I think it'd be nice, since he's the longest serving, that's distinguished from the rest of those commissioners in the past.
And he was called back in to serve more than one time.
Yep,
called
and he back. Did. He was
Six
for his wisdom.
Times.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What about a brass plaque or something like
right,
that?
Right, that's kind of what I had in mind, was something about that size, brass, it looked nice. It doesn't. I'm not really into the likeness of, and so I'll have to ask his wife if there's a
what
picture.
What if we renamed the conference room, the Harold Haugen conference room?
Oh, that's not a bad idea either. Let's mull that over. Let's throw that on the table and talk about it for a bit. Because then you could put it right in there, right outside of there.
Yeah.
And people could see it as well.
They have the Marie Hill Instead conference room for over there. They have another employee, Jay Harris conference room.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the brass plates with like a negative superimposed on it?
Yeah. Yeah, like an etching.
We have a couple of trophies that we had for a hunting club I was in, and you know, it'd be a big bull elk, but it was, they're able to put that on a brass plate and then engrave all around it. So,
right.
If she had a really nice picture of Harold, and I like the Harold Haugen conference.
Yeah, conference,
right?
That's a good idea.
And that's
way
right
to one up me, Lil. I said, way to one up me, Lil.
Yeah.
I got one upped.
I don't know. I like room 150.
We're a team, remember?
That's right.
We're a board.
One of three.
I think I like room 128, 157 a lot better than the Harold Haugen conference room.
Oh, yeah, not 163. I meant 157. I just
that's,
got the wrong
it's
one.
More, right. It's more, 157 has a lot more direction to it.
Well, what's the firing order? No, I'm just kidding.
1-8-4-3-6-5-7-2
oh
room.
What are we doing? Spark plugs now?
Yeah. Firing order of a V8 engine.
Okay, well, then let's continue that discussion. Yes,
can I
ma'am.
Ask John if he would make more. Recommendations on if there's anything different, or should I just say wait, or is it through? Did you guys have management yesterday or something?
We did.
Okay.
Yeah, and he mentioned that there has been a problem with the doc files and that they're working on getting the response. It doesn't say why they're not getting through, just that you're being blocked in your system.
Let's give him a little time to work with that if he's aware of it.
Right. My other one is that we had liaison policy discussion scheduled for this morning, and of course we didn't have time to address it. Last time we discussed it, we didn't get very far.
Well, we have a
copy of it.
Right, we have.
But what I'm hoping to add is, as needed or every other week or whatever makes sense, doing a Wednesday afternoon meeting at 2 that was just board business. What do we call it? Board
like
business meeting? Yeah, like a workshop where we did just stuff that pertains to us. We don't need to have other staff unless we have a crossover.
I would love
but,
that.
But yeah, I think we need a chance to address things as a board where we're not nervous about taking away 4 department heads' time to do it.
But we need time to work through some logistics.
Right, and we need longer time because if we stab at it for a half hour and stab at it for an hour, we're going to get chunky. And I want to, let's
either
get
a
on
Wednesday
it.
Or Thursday afternoon in those slots. If it's
yeah,
not,
when there's no legal on a Thursday afternoon.
You have to get moved there, yeah.
Right. But I just want to try and see what you guys thought about that. Because I think we need a little workshop
let's
area.
Try it.
I think the three of us potentially could do a lot together.
Let's try it.
And because of the makeup of how things happen, we don't often have the time to do that.
Exactly.
And I think it would be very productive for us to be solution-minded in that way.
And there's so many things I've found that don't have the policy documents to back it up. We say things like, that's the way we've always done it, or that's the way everybody agreed was the best way. And I'm like, well, then let's write it down. If that's the best way, let's write it down. And then we can argue about paper and not argue with each other about those things. So,
Where'd you get that?
I
did you get that from last night's Iowa caucus?
No.
I'm so glad
no,
I don't
I stayed up late, but they never came up with a decision.
Well, don't stay up again tonight because they still
don't
have
it.
They
still won't have it. Oh my gosh, this digital age sometimes has big holes in it.
Oh my.
I would like to throw on that list of things to do that with the codification and putting it all in one place, the next phase was always going to be to start going through the code and saying what needs to be updated or what's in conflict, what's...
Right.
And
well, I kind of like some the part where to hitch your horse in front of the courthouse.
You want to put a hitching
the axle spot to put your horse in front of the courthouse.
Did you find it?
I think that's in the code. I think that needs to stay there.
We may get back to horses after Cascadia.
Or maybe something.
But no, I think you're right. And I think that's a place to deal with things that don't have so much outward facing. It's our stuff.
This.
We're trying to figure out.
I'm going to go back 50 years when stationed in Hawaii.
Right.
And the big talk was that California is going to slip into the ocean. And I said, I don't mind not being home ported in Long Beach and being home ported in Las Vegas. Wouldn't bother me a bit. But that's how long this has been before that. Columbus was afraid that if he missed the West Indies, he was going to sail all the way to China. But there's been talk about this whole thing's going to slide off, and it may. But I don't know whether it's tomorrow.
I know, right? I don't even know.
And the way it sounds like, because of carbon emissions and the way we're going with the carbon emissions and greenhouse gases, we're not going to be here more than another 10 years anyway. So what difference does it make? Let's slide off in the next 10.
We're going to make it the best 10 years we ever had.
We are. It's going to be fun going out with a bang.
Well, I think I've lived in the best 10 years.
I have one more.
Yep, one more.
That's
for on
related
the record.
To the code. Mm-hmm. I recently learned that we have a land designation, mining resource something something, that does not have an outright permitted use of mining.
Those are the very things.
Example.
Yep, a good example. No, and we should. Those kind of methodical things are part of the board's responsibility, and so I think we need to address them, and that it'll help future commissioners, as well as help department heads understand where we're at.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you for thinking of it.
Shut it off.
Wait.
Oh, one more.
Yep.
I forgot she had a finger up. Now it's a whole hand.
So on Thursday, there were only two things that were on the agenda, and one of them was the updating the policy for the logo and the branding. And the other one was a liaison discussion again, since we weren't able to discuss
right.
it. So is this something that we want to push towards our Wednesday afternoon workshop in the future? Because it sounds like
Mr.
Morgan won't be here this Thursday.
I thought all three of us weren't going to be here this Thursday. So I didn't know there was still going to be an admin. When I brought it up 2 weeks ago, they all said, we're all on board.
Oh, okay.
That should have triggered something.
Yep. So let's not meet on Thursday. Let's move those.
Okay.
And that liaison thing will certainly move.
My hope is the Wednesday liaison. Let's protect that time. Not Wednesday liaison. Wednesday work group.
Right.
Let's protect it for our ongoing projects.
And not put
other stuff on it.
Right.
So if we have to do
internal.
Thursday admin doesn't work,
internal subjects.
Yeah. If Thursday admin doesn't fill everything, we can add a Thursday general discussion back.
Yep.
But let's protect that work group time, because
totally
otherwise we'll never get her done.
We need it, so let's do it. Board business meeting. I like it. It's our board business.
I don't
that
have
that's fine.
Airport.
Where does the liaison policy fall on that? I understand
let's call it a workshop. Board business workshop. Okay.
So we need to find time next week.
Okay. Tuesday is already packed, so we don't want to add it on Tuesday.
And Thursday?
Next Thursday, I don't think it's packed yet.
Right, so and there may not be an afternoon meeting, so we might be able to do it there.
Let me look real quick at what my craziness is.
Is that tomorrow you're going to Salem?
I'm probably not going, but
for Thursday
Lily's
going. You're
going
to Salem?
Yeah, Thursday was, and I still might go.
I can do Thursday afternoon.
I haven't cleared my schedule yet, so.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't see anybody being gone.
At 3.
Three to five.
He had it open. I'm
she's
sure.
The
other day, if I remember correctly, you said you might go go up for the day.
Yeah, so it's probably on. Yeah.
Which he didn't need
lipstick's not on
reservations,
my
but I'd leave that open with him gone.
I didn't know we had the lipstick.
Okay.
Yeah,
that way we don't have Mrs. Applegate coming
issue.
In
right.
to see him.
Nope.
I don't.
I have things.
Let's wrap this up.
I don't know.
You off?
Yep. I think we're there. Are you guys ready? All right, I'm going to go ahead and close this at 4:15, and you guys can do logistics after. We're closing at 4:15.